Welcome into the Keon Sports Show. Today, our guest, rising author Leah Monroe, is here to talk with us about her book, Heartbroken Dreams. Welcome to the show, Leah.
Hi. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. We're happy to have you here. And guys, we're going to let her do most of the talking today. We're just going to ask a few questions. What is the book about?
It is about basically my life story and the struggles and triumphs I've gone through and how I surpassed them and how I dealt with them. And basically that was the help from God.
And, you know, what was your inspiration for the book? Because it's not a lot of people who write books, right? It's a very select few who have the time and energy to do that type of thing. What was your inspiration to get the story out there?
Actually, it started off as a journal of just me and everything that I was going through in my life. And as I was writing and writing and writing, it turned into more pages than I thought. And then my inspiration was basically for everything that I realized I was going through. I was hoping to help kids, teenagers, single women, married couples, divorces, anybody that have been through struggles and know that they're not alone. And there's people out there that are struggling through all kinds of things. So,
if you feel inclined to do so, could you tell us a little bit about a few of your struggles? I mean, I don't want you to give away too much of the book, but what were some of the things that happened to you where you felt yourself, hey, if I shared this story, it could probably help other people along the line?
I think the major thing for me was getting married young, without knowing my future husband. I think that's pretty important to know who you're going to marry. No lies. And I was deceived. So that was a lot of brokenness. And I had two beautiful boys out of that marriage, where I ended up basically a single mom, as he was in the army and was never home much, which kind of tore our relationship apart and then also led to divorce. And then divorce is hard on anybody, which led me in a dark path of drinking, dating the wrong people, toxicity, and not being the greatest mother. And all I wanted to do was be the best mom. And it just kind of didn't happen because of my life, how I thought it was supposed to be. It didn't turn out that way. So it was my choices that were not good, but I look back and think that those choices I did and the people I dated afterwards, they helped me get through. I learned a lot, and God helped me see what I did wrong, and the focus was on him and not a man. And that was basically the premise, is to, you're going to get through it and everything will be okay.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that's a pretty strong statement that I would have to agree with. A lot of times I've noticed people fresh off a divorce or fresh off of something, they almost feel like they need to have somebody else there, right? You know, they need another man in their bed or in their home or in their house, yes. Whatever. Yes. That's the worst mistake a woman can make. And I'm just saying this by looking at other people and how they live their lives. Like, that's a huge problem. I mean, I would tell anybody in those situations, go to church, go join a club, you know, maybe start working out. Like, do something that's going to be a positive energy, because what people are looking to do is accompany their misery with someone else, right? Like, I had an aunt like that once where she just brought home one loser after another because it's like, hey, I want this person to be a part of my misery.
And then your kids are seeing these losers and you're feeling like I'm just making more of a mess of the situation to my children who they're my world. And I'm just causing more chaos and, you know, my poor children, you know? So what am I doing to affect their life in the future? So, yes, I completely agree with you.
Yeah, 100%. And that's why people a lot of times watch that reality TV, because they want to watch crap. They want to look at other people's misery and feel better about their own lives. I mean, and I'm a sucker to it. I sit there and watch The Bachelor. I get it. But yeah, I mean, no doubt about it. So, you know, for me, this was an easy book to read. It literally took me like a day and a half, like 3 sittings. I got it done. You know, and I've always told people, you know, I'm a 15-time published author myself. The best thing you want to do is have somebody read your book, read your story, and feel like they told you it on a long car ride. Like, you got in the car with me, and you told me your story as we went on a car ride together, right? Like, that is, you know, like my book Hero, for example. Like, that's really why people gravitated towards it. So that's what I kind of felt about this one. You know, it was like, especially you were just sitting in the car
with moms or single moms that don't have a lot of time on their hands, so they need something quick and easy and also get something out of it. And that was my point, like, you're not alone. Today's gonna be hard with, you know, 2, 3, 4 kids or whatever you're going through, staying at home with them, and like, you get an hour while they're sleeping. You know, like, that was my focus. If they could even do it on audio or whatever, just to get out of, you know, they're not alone. Because it gets lonely when you are alone. And you just want somebody to be there and understand what you're going through. And again, you're not alone.
Oh, no, I completely agree. I had 4 years where I thought I was like, yeah, I'll just die alone one day, no kids, no wife. So, until I met my wife, and it was funny because that's how I met Andy, and we're not going to mention names on the podcast, but yeah, like, that was during that process of my life. So, I mean, things could change quick. 2 last questions for you. What has the feedback been so far for those, not just me, but for other people who have read the book? What have they told you about it? Like, what have they liked? What were they kind of surprised by? And what has the overall feedback been for you?
Unfortunately, when they read it, first of all, my editor sucked, so the editing is really bad. And that was something that I should have made more of a... should have talked to them more about, but it was released really fast. The overview, I didn't like. My parents were not bad parents, but it was it was starting out with my vanity and my insecurities and my anxiety and of the way I grew up. But it was just a household of any household. Everybody goes through growing up. So we had to start that way. But I forget either the ending of or your question. I guess I just...
No, I mean, you pretty much nailed it. And, you know, we want to apologize to some of our listeners. We have some work going on here in the studio today. We're putting in a new... studio lighting here, so apologize for that in the background. But yeah, you know, honestly, last question for you, and really one of the most important ones: where can fans purchase this book? Obviously, probably Amazon's the biggest, but is it being sold in stores anywhere? Like, where are the best places to go to pick up a copy?
Yeah, I haven't promoted it because I don't want to hurt my family. Even though no names are mentioned, I've just been keeping it however God wants the book to be out there. It's in His hands. I wrote my story, which is traumatic at times, and like the story is. but I don't want to hurt anybody. I'm there to help whoever and make them not feel alone. So it took me a while to, you know, market it, basically. So it's basically just on Amazon, and, you know, hardcover, paperback, and Kindle.
Oh, nice. Okay, I got a soft cover myself here. So again, the book, guys, Heartbroken Dreams to Crowns of Glory. The author, Leah Monroe, joined us today. Leah, we want to thank you for taking the time out on your busy Friday afternoon, and we want to wish you the best with this project and any further projects. You have a great day, and thank you for stopping by the show.
All right, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Take care. So that was Leah Monroe, the book, Heartbroken Dreams to the Crowns of Glory, available today on Amazon.com. That will